Hello, good evening. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential.
Okay.
Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns? We can proceed then. So thank you so much. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for presidents, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65 years old?
Over 65.
Thank you. Your opinion is important. And generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're on the wrong track.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls for vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote no.
Okay, no against. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Oh, definitely voting no.
Thank you. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or still no against this proposal?
Still no.
Still definitely no against?
Yeah.
Still definitely no against.
Okay. They have enough money already.
Thank you. Your opinion is extremely important, sir. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or still no against this proposal?
Still no against it.
Still definitely or probably vote no against?
Definitely. Still
okay.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, sir. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
I oppose it.
You oppose
it. I oppose it. Yes.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read a list. Improving public education in local schools, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, reducing traffic and congestion, protecting water quality and water supply, improving local roads and infrastructure, controlling growth and development, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, finding crimes and drugs and improving public safety, or making housing more affordable?
What was the one about holding the line and not increasing taxes?
Indeed, we have that option available, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending. Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TAR Trails. Favorable or unfavorable opinion?
They're favorable.
Unfavorable, very unfavorable, or somewhat unfavorable?
No, I said favorable.
Oh, very favorable. I'm sorry, or somewhat favorable. The line broke up.
Somewhat favorable.
Grand Traverse County government.
That's exceedingly unfavorable.
A very favorable, you said?
No, unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Yes.
Thank you. How about your city or township government?
I'm pretty unfavorable on that also.
Very unfavorable on that as well. Thank you.
Yes.
Now, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
I believe it's growing too fast.
Okay. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I do not trust them to spend their own money.
Definitely do not trust them, or probably do not trust them?
Definitely do not trust them.
Your opinion is important, sir. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To protect open space from residential and commercial development. Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve of that.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve it.
Using the same options, to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
I somewhat approve that.
Using the same options, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
I somewhat approve that.
Thank you. To maintain existing trails.
I approve that. Favorably approve that.
Strongly approve. Okay.
Strongly.
Thank you. To plan and construct new trails.
Somewhat approve that.
Somewhat approve that. Okay. To promote health and wellness.
I strongly disapprove of that.
Strongly disapprove of that. Okay. Thank you. To increase non-motorized transportation options.
I'm sorry. To increase what?
Non-motorized transportation options.
Mm-hmm. I somewhat disapprove that.
Thank you. To promote local economic development.
Strongly disapprove that.
Okay. To promote recreational opportunities.
Somewhat approve that.
Somewhat approve that. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
What does that mean?
It's still part of the proposal.
What is improving connectivity between all those? I don't know what that means.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks. You can indicate if you approve or disapprove of that way of spending the money.
Yeah, I disapprove of that.
Disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove that.
Thank you. Your opinion is important. Mm-hmm. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? A, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well-maintained, or B, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
A.
Thank you so much, sir. Now, you will be now giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. More likely or less likely in this case. Mm-hmm. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending. More likely or less likely?
It's more likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Using the same options, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Strongly.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Using the same options, the funds for this from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, thank you. And a citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents for every municipality that guides the county commission into their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Strongly more likely.
Much more likely, right? Thank you so much. Yeah. Moving forward, now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor for this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. Convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Not too convincing or not convincing at all?
Not too convincing. No, not convincing at all, sorry. That's the standard.
Okay. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tar Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Not convincing. Somewhat not convincing.
Not too convincing. Okay. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. Convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing at all.
Okay. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Not convincing at all.
Thank you. This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Not convincing at all.
This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
That's very convincing.
Okay. And in today's digital... Thank you, sir. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Not convincing at all.
Okay, thank you. And this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
That's strongly convincing.
Very convincing. Thank you. Moving forward, sir. And one more as well. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. By some reason, it didn't record that answer. You said not at all convincing on that one?
Somewhat not convincing.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote no.
Okay, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Definitely.
Thank you.
No.
Now, you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate this argument. We're at 70%. We're missing just a few more questions. 70%.
Okay.
Almost done.
Okay.
Yeah, just a few more minutes, sir. Thank you. And, just please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. We're almost done. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Mm-hmm. What if I do I agree with that statement?
If you find it convincing, very somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing, since it's against the proposal.
I think that's very convincing.
Okay. To vote no, right, against it. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
I strongly agree with this.
Very convincing? Okay.
Yes.
This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
That's strongly convincing.
Very convincing. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
No, I don't. That's not convincing.
Not at all convincing or not too convincing?
Not too convincing.
Thank you. This proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It would just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Well, that's strongly convincing.
Very convincing, right? Now, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth.
Yes, I agree with that. That's convincing.
Very or somewhat convincing?
That's a somewhat convincing.
Okay. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Strongly convincing.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward with the 81% complete, almost done, and one final time. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote no against it.
And you would still definitely vote in no against it? Definitely or probably? Definitely, right?
Definitely.
Okay. Now you will be giving a statement to completing your own works. And the statement goes, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, you complete it.
If I had one
hesitation,
it would be the fact that we already have incompetent people running these programs. And now you are asking for more money to be wasted in other pet projects.
Okay, thank you so much for completing the statement, sir. Really appreciate that. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Mileage Renewal. And the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mile for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement mileage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County? If approved and levied in full, the renewal mileage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes on that proposal.
Definitely vote yes or probably vote yes in favor?
Definitely.
I am now going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. With which political party are you affiliated? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or affiliated?
Independent.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
I would say very.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed, please, sir?
3 years of college.
Okay. Okay. College graduate with an associate's of, or two-year degree, you would say then?
No, I didn't.
From college.
From college, yep.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Own.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No, it is a very forgiving God. No, we don't have any. They're all up and gone.
Got it. Thank you, sir, for your opinion. What is your main racial background? African-American, black, white, Caucasian, Hispanic, Asian-American?
Caucasian.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.